तुमको बाहर जाना है क्या? What do you want?
I want to hear about. Who do you want to start first with? Why are there so many? Why are there so many Babas in the world?
Why there are so many Babas in the world? You know, Baba has said so many times. He repeated the same thing that all these false saints, avatars, and sadgurus, they will just come up like mushroom. And it is also necessary for his work. Avatar comes in the world in order to clean the atmosphere, to make the atmosphere pure, you know. For that purpose, he comes. So his work is just like sweeper. When sweeper is there, he cleans everything, you know, makes the place clean. So his work is also like that. Now when he comes, then there are different things, you know. He has to purify the atmosphere. Now what happens that in order to clean, you know, if you engage so many persons to take out the things, the dirt here and there, and then they have to put in some spot, you know. So why that need, in order to minimize that, to facilitate that work, if what do? You just put waste paper basket. Now in your room, you keep one waste paper basket so that each time you have not to go out and throw the waste outside, you know. You just put in the waste paper basket, and when it is full, you know, you take the waste paper basket and throw out. In the same way, what happens, there are certain people whose tendency are, they are really hypocrite, you know. So they have got this tendency, and even if you tell them that you should not do this, or anybody tells them, because it has become their nature. So they are the proper medium to serve as a waste paper basket. So then, because they pose, they think that they are great ones, saints, avatars, perfect masters, and they enjoy. Even if some perfect master comes and tells him not to do this, they will not leave their job, because it becomes their nature. So what avatar does, you know, of course he makes them a medium of his work. So they pose, they declare themselves as saints, perfect masters, and avatars, you know, they declare as such. And then they get the followers, many followers. So what those followers who come there, who go to them, so they just throw out the burden, the dirt, and they remain as a waste paper basket. And afterwards,
followers deposit
sanskaras there
at their feet. They take on that.
And then it goes very easy, just like you throw you take the waste paper basket and throw somewhere, you know, on the particular place where you think that the dirt should be deposited here. So, yeah. Begin?
Yes.
So the other day I was talking about this waste paper basket. And I have explained how, what happens when such so-called saints, sadgurus, or avatars, they are there. So the real avatar makes them as a medium of his work, and these so-called saints and sadgurus and avatars, they collect many followers. And the followers, you know, they, when they follow, they just give out the dirt, their burden, to such so-called saints, sadgurus and avatars. Now what happens here is the risk. When they come to them and they have faith, so long they have faith, of course their burden goes to such saint or sadgurus or avatars to whom they follow. But if the faith, you know, if they get doubt about them, then the burden goes back to them. Now, when they collect these so-called saints, avatars, and sadgurus, they serve as the waste paper basket. So they are now full of sanskaras, full of sanskaras. And because they are full of sanskaras, they collect so many sanskaras, they have to suffer. They suffer, and afterwards, after long time, you know, it is the avatar who releases them, makes them free from sanskaras, but then naturally they have to suffer for that. So there is no gain, there is only loss, but these people don't understand. I just give another example.
Means, it's all for his work, because...
For his work, yes, for his work. You know. Because they have got this tendency. That they enjoy, you know, they enjoy to have followers, they enjoy to that the people should call them saints, sadgurus, avatars. They have this tendency. And because of this tendency, you know, avatar also makes them a medium. That's why Baba said that after I duck my body, there will be many, these saints, avatars and sadhus, they will come like mushroom. So it is happening just after Baba dropped his body, you just see, and they were there also. But after he dropped his body, you just see that how many followers are there. See, in Pune, Rajneesh, you know, so many followers from east and west. So the following is just growing, you know, and they are collecting the following. But it is not good for them. But those who follow, if they have faith, they don't lose anything. On the contrary, they gain. They gain, but doubt, mind is there, you know. Mind plays tricks. So if they have doubt, then of course there is loss. There is loss. So it always happens. I give another example of this. Just like toilet. They serve as a toilet, you know. What happens when avatar comes at that time, the atmosphere is full of sanskaras. It is full of sanskaras, and sanskaras, of course, you can't see with your naked eyes. They are so, just like, you know, when one drops his body, the subtle body, mental body, they, subtle and mental bodies, they are with the soul. That means all the sanskaras are there. Sanskaras are with that person, you know, along with the soul. But can you see it? You can't see it. So subtle, you know, so subtle. Even they are so subtle that you can't imagine. Now, what happens to virus, you know? Virus, of course, the speed of virus, in one second, 3 miles. But, and they can penetrate through walls, you know. But can you see it? You can't see. So what about the sanskaras? They are so minute, you know. So minute, so subtle that you can't see them. Now, another example about these false saints, sadgurus and avatars. They also serve as a toilet. Atmosphere is full of sanskaras. You have no idea how many sanskaras you exchange every day. In 1 second, you exchange 1 crore of sanskaras. Because 1 crore. Full of sanskaras. Atmosphere is full of sanskaras. Now what happens when avatar comes? When he comes, you know, at that time, the atmosphere is full of bad sanskaras.
Like
yes. Dirty atmosphere, and he has to clean it. So when he comes, of course, he brings sanskaras of his work. Because without sanskaras, how he can retain the body? Only thing. So the sanskaras of his work, what work he has to do, for that he brings those sanskaras. Now when he drops his body, what he does? He releases all those sanskaras. And when he releases those sanskaras of his work, what happens? Then reaction takes place all over the atmosphere. Now, because of those sanskaras, now you catch those sanskaras of his work. Now, here, you know, because of those sanskaras, reaction takes place. Suppose, you are full, you have eaten, you know, your tummy is full. So those sanskaras of his work, they serve as a purgative. You must clean, you know, you must feel easy. You have eaten so much, indigestion is there because of all
the indigestion of the dirty sanskaras.
Yes. Now his sanskara, the sanskaras which the avatar releases, they those sanskaras, clean those sanskaras which are obstruction for you to reach the goal. You cannot go towards the goal unless until those sanskaras are wiped out. They are the obstructions. They become obstructions for you to proceed in the journey. Mm. So here, avatar gives that purgative. Purgative means those sanskaras which can wipe out those sanskaras. Sanskaras of obstruction. Now indigestion is there because you have collected so many sanskaras, dirty sanskaras. And here is the sanskaras of his work which make the obstruction clear. So those sanskaras serve as a purgative. Now when you take purgative, you know, naturally you need toilet. You need toilet. You cannot wait, you know. You become restless when you take purgative. You must feel at ease, you know. You must go and clear your tummy. So because of that restlessness, because when you take purgative, you must clear it up. Clear your bowels. So there are so many mediums, you know, all these false saints, Sadgurus, and avatars, you know, so-called. So, whom they just find, you know, oh, here is someone, you know, he calls himself as saint. Yes, I must go. So, they go to him. They serve as a toilet and they just clear the bowels there. And they feel comfortable. But then, the bowels, what you call it? It is nothing but those dirty sanskaras which become obstruction. So those obstruction, then it goes away. And when the obstruction goes away, of course, when they are false, they will remain as false, you know. So their road will be clear. And then naturally they have to go to the source, the one who has given this purgative. Did you follow? Yeah. So whatever you find now for the present, that there are so many saints and they have got great following and more people are coming at the source, you find that they are not so many. Mm. Not so many. But why they have so many? Because, you know, they just want to clear the bowels because they have taken purgative. So they must, as soon as they find someone uneasy now, they are feeling. So for them, the toilet is there, ready.
So you think Baba lovers, though, they didn't have so much indigestion?
Baba, here, you know, direct correction, you know, just like those who are coming now. So here, Baba has given certain sanskaras that indigestion is not there. The road is clear. For them, the road is clear and they come to the source. You know. They come
they
here.
They didn't have so many dirty sanskaras?
No, dirty means obstruction. Sanskaras which create obstruction to go towards the road of the goal. You know. Those sanskaras, they don't have. Their road is clear. For them, there is indigestion means the road is not clear. Obstructions are there. So he gives those sanskaras which remove the obstruction. And when the obstruction, that means those sanskaras must be wiped out. You know. So this is the way. The toilets are there, or waste baskets are there. So they just go and throw.
But then eventually Baba cleans all those toilets.
Of course. Mm-hmm. He is the only one.
He's like a big septic tank.
Yes. He is the only one. You know. And Baba is also in those so-called saints and avatars and sadgurus. So he is also in them. But he then uses them as a medium for this purpose. Yeah. Now,
maybe this would be a good time to bring up that point you said of then why so many people now are coming to Baba.
So many people. Why? Because
after
now,
Baba dropped.
After Baba dropped his body, just like, you know, I tell you that when avatar comes, he is connected with each and everything. He becomes each and everything. He becomes everyone and everything. Because, you know, he comes, when he comes, he gives push right from the stone kingdom to human kingdom. Right from that. The whole creation gets that push, you know. So, why, you know, when he comes down, so he works for the whole universe. That's why he remains in seclusion. His work is not that he should contact people. Whatever is needed, he does. So sometimes he used to give darshan, sometimes he used to see people. But most of the time, throughout, you will find that he would remain in seclusion and he would not be available. He would not be available. Why? Because, you know, his work was there. Work for you he is doing. So there is no need for you to see him. That work he does for you, you know. There is no need that you should come to him physically. So also for the whole universe, you know, it is not for all the people or all the animals or all insects to come to him. No need. The work he does for them. And it whatever he wants, you know, the push he wants to give, they get the push. So, when he was in seclusion, only few people could meet him when he would give darshan or hold some program. At that time, they would get this opportunity. Now, why now more and more people are coming? Because he has worked for them. He has given each one something. And that's why, because of that something, you know, they are coming to him. But here it appears as if, you know, all the time when he was in seclusion, he was not available. But now we find that he is available all the time. Whenever you want, he is available. And because he is available, his presence is more for the present. At this time, his presence is more. Without his presence, why people should come to him? When he is not present, when he is not there, why people should go to him? No need for this. That means he is available and he is present. He is present and he is available, that's why people come to him. So we can say that when he was in body, he would remain in seclusion, but now he has come out of the seclusion, that's why he is available to all. And silence, of course, why did he observe silence? What happens, you know,
you said why he's available now, because he's spoken in silence and
then he... I'm telling you that. So, what happened, you know, there is universal container. In that universal container, there is some limit of sound. There is some sound, heat, everything. There is limit in the universal container. But what happens when the balance and when everything is in limit, you know, then nature and everything, you find that it is all right. Whatever heat is required, it is there. You know. But when heat is increased, so imbalance takes place. When sound increased, there is imbalance. Balance is disturbed. So when he comes, he finds that at that time, there is no balance. No balance, and he has to maintain balance. Now just see the sound, you know. We just go on saying things, you know. We don't put in action. In the world, the platforms are there, you know. People say so many things, the sound. So, there is imbalance. So, in order to bring that sound, to bring the balance, you know, he observed silence. Now, when he observed silence, what he did, you know, the balance is maintained. And when he dropped his body, he started breaking his silence in the heart of the people. As he started speaking, you know, he has, because now the balance is there, balance is maintained. And because balance is maintained, you know, people can listen to him. That's why he is breaking his silence. So he is speaking in the hearts of the people, and those hearts who hear him, They come to him.
Do you think his silence is that, or do you think it's like where he says, like when you hear his silence, it'd be like you realized?
No, that silence, it is there, you know. When you hear that word, the original word, of course you realize yourself. And that's why I just want to record this song, you know. Where I have written about the silence. So that silence, he speaks continuously, I tell you.
That's what I mean. Yeah, there was never a silence.
that he speaks, but this outer silence, which he had observed, you know, it was just to bring the balance. The balance. And because of that, he observed silence. Now, that original word which he spoke, you know, it is continuous. It is continuous, you know. So, that continuity is there. That continuity is there. And now, when he says, you know, when the word is uttered, so he is speaking, you know, that word, it has come out of him. So you are hearing. That means he is breaking his silence. You know? When you hear him, when you hear, even when you hear that word, though in degrees, not the actual word, but in degrees, you know. Now that word is there, but it has seven shadows. Seven shadows, and those shadows also go on enlarging. Sometimes you find that the object is there, but the shadow is longer than the object. So when it happens, the balance is disturbed. So he has brought about the balance. Now balance is there, and because that word is there, the word has come out, he is breaking his silence, that outer silence which he had observed. You know. Now he is breaking. Breaking means the work he has done. So that work is manifesting. That work is manifesting, that means he is breaking his silence. He wants you to become silent in order to hear the word of his silence. Silent means the mind should become silent so that you may hear. But now because of his work, the heart is prepared to listen. He has brought the balance. So you hear his word. Though you hear in degrees, but you hear the reality, the real word. Now, that real word is there, the original word. And then original word is there, it is real, you can't hear it. Then there are seven shadows. The shadows go on enlarging and enlarging. In grass world, of course, it goes on enlarging and enlarging and enlarging. It becomes very, very big. Now, this is false sound, what we hear, you know, it is false sound. That sound is real sound. So now, up till now, means we used to hear all false sound. But here, now, when you come to him, there is something when you have faith, trust in Baba, love for him, you come to him, that means you hear something of that real word. Not false, real word. When you go to him, that means you hear something of that real word. And this real word, something of that real word, why do you hear? Because he has brought about that balance. So all this false sound, it is, the false sound is there, but you now know that it is all false. It is all false. And the real sound you hear in your heart. So this song, of course, about silence, you know, I just want to record it. Because it is connected with this.
What's the name of that?
What a light you have. 38, I think. So this is connected with Baba's manifestation, and that's why I want to record this song. You have in your silence what a light, O Meher, which dispels the darkness of all the worlds forever. There is one word in your silence, and the word has no sound, but it absorbs all sound and gives divine treasure. The word gives sound and the flash in the beginning, and makes the mind silent at the end forever. The soundless word has such a sound eternal that the sound of the soundless, silent mind can hear. To make everyone silent, your word gives sound, and your word is heard when the mind speaks never. For word is the song of the life eternal, and hearing it is dying and living forever. The dead only sings the song of your silence, but the dead is alive and leaves everywhere. You are uttering the word of your silence by degrees. That's why the singers want to sing with pleasure. The sun of your silence is rising in the singers, and the singers now know that the avatar is here. When the sun of your silence will rise with all glory, all will become singers, and that word they will hear. All will have the rays of the sun of your silence, and a few will have the sun as their divine share. So here, of course, that word is there, you know, and because of that word, you got the flesh. That word gave you the flesh. All this evolution took place because of that word. Who am I? That is the word, you know. And that word itself gave you this flesh, and also not only flesh but sound also it gave you the sound. But you don't hear the real sound of that original word. You hear only the false sound through your mind, you know. So the mind is full of sound. So unless and until this false sound goes away, you cannot hear the real sound. But it is also necessary, that false sound, when it is there, then only you can know what is real, you know. So in the beginning that word was there, at the end you know that word. You know that word. So in between, what is there? This is nothing but the false sound of that real word.
Maybe you could just interject in here, since you said the false was necessary. Illusion
is also necessary.
Illusion that sustains reality.
Ah, yes.
In God Speaks, Baba gives a dedication as to the universe, the illusion that sustains reality. So can you just...
Yeah, yes, here, you know, because just like when light is there, you then don't know light as light unless and until there is darkness. When there is darkness, you can know that when the darkness is there, and afterwards you find the light, you know. So when light comes, darkness goes away. So because of darkness, you come to know about the light, that there is light, you know. If there is no darkness and the light is there, you don't know what is light. You cannot know.
But he says the illusion that sustains reality.
Illusion, because you know what happens, that illusion is the medium to know the reality. Now, because illusion is there, you can know the reality. Now here, illusion is there in you. The reality also is there in you. But you know, you will come to know reality because of the medium of illusion. Now here, divinity is there. You are having unconscious divinity, and you are going towards to know the divinity. So this divinity, this reality, is sustained by this. This illusion is sustaining the reality in you. This illusion is sustaining the reality in you. Otherwise, when the reality is self-existing, you know, it is self-existing, illusion is not, reality is.
So once you attain reality, then illusion doesn't sustain.
No, how can? Yeah. Here, you know, Baba has dedicated God Speaks. And what are the words?
To the universe.
To the universe, which?
The illusion, which is... to the universe, the illusion that sustains
you. Yes, universe, dedicate to the universe.
The illusion,
dedicate to the illusion of the universe, or what?
I think to the universe, the illusion that sustains
that reality. Sustains reality. In universe, of course, illusion sustains the reality. He has said about universe.
To the universe, that's right.
That word he has used. So universe, of course, sustains reality. Mm. Otherwise, there is no universe, nothing, you know. Reality is self-existing, self-sustained, you know. But he has used that word universe, which is full of illusion. And when illusion is there, you know, and illusion, just like I'm full of illusion, I don't know the divinity, still divinity is in me, And I say that there is divinity. So, which is, who is sustaining this? This illusion. This illusion is sustaining the reality. Otherwise, there is no question of illusion or anything. Reality is self-existing. Self-existing. But here, this illusion says that there is divinity. So, illusion gives existence to reality, though it is self-existing. Now here, of course, about this this discourse, it happened in 1948. Baba was in ice factory Ahmednagar. Here, you know, at Mehrazad, this construction was going on. So that's why he was staying at Ahmednagar in that bungalow. And at that time, he would go from place to place, hold poor folks.